You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. Once a month, we get a visit from Marcos Breton, Sacramento Bee columnist, to talk about local and not-so-local news. But today, we've got just tons of local news to talk about, Marcos. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, we talked a lot about Safe Ground and about the human rights thing, but last night some stuff happened that just sort of superseded all of this, which is the Strong Mayor Initiative went down again.
Yes. Yeah, it went down again, 5-4. There are some members of the city council who just won't budge off their positions. The mayor certainly tried to push this forward. You know, a lot of big cities have changed their charter to enhance the powers of the mayor and create more accountability with the for elected officials. The old system of a city manager who isn't elected, kind of running things, is a bit outdated for a lot of bigger cities. And there are a lot of really good reasons to do this. Unfortunately, the course that we've taken in Sacramento didn't lead us to a good spot at all.
And the vote was to put it on the ballot. It wasn't about actually passing Strong Mayor Initiative. It was about putting it on the ballot for the public.
These folks just wouldn't even allow it to go to the ballot. And curiously, some of them then wanted to put the arena on the ballot when there's really nothing for the public to vote on for the arena. So I do think that it speaks to several members of the council just being on the council way too long. I think it's great that Sandy Sheedy is getting the hell off the city council.
Well, tell us what you really think.
Yeah. And, you know, Rob Fong is a very smart guy. Unfortunately, he and the mayor just got crossways a long time ago, and that's just colors everything. I categorically reject that there was any great policy debate here. I just think it's personal. They don't like the mayor. They weren't going to give it to the mayor. They weren't going to let the people vote on this. And I don't think anybody really wins.
And yet at the same time, Sandy Sheedy had a proposal, as you said, to put something on the ballot, which was to vote about the parking.
Right, although,
and it got shot down.
It got shot down 5-4.
Different five. Just one person.
Yeah, Bonnie Pinnell switched over. Yeah, Bonnie Pinnell voted to put it on the ballot. And the thing is, it's to monetize the city's parking assets, but what this public would have been voting for is completely unclear. And frankly, the issue of, monetizing parking or designating land, those are the issues that we elect these people for. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to make these decisions, and to try to punt it to the public is just disappointing.
And why do you think she did want to punt it to the public, and then at the same time wouldn't put the Strong Mayor on the ballot?
Because she's not a very good council person, because she puts her personal vendettas above everything else. And I think initially she was trying to create an issue for herself and then realized she was going to get crushed in the coming election and is just deciding to get out is sort of doing this out of spite at this point. So whatever, the city council is going to have a big policy decision to make by the end of this month to comply with the NBA's March 1 deadline to come up with the framework for a financing deal for an arena. And it's going to be decided by the people who get elected to make these kind of decisions.
Yeah, and I want to get to that in a second. But going back to last night's meeting again, there was another vote on another council member's proposal, which was instead of doing the so-called strong mayor, which was the charter redo, Kevin McCarty has proposed a 15-member charter commission to examine the same issue over, the next 2 years?
Yeah. Over the next 2 years. It'll be very expensive. And they had a charter commission that studied this issue ad nauseum and then came up with almost no recommendations to change anything. We just seem to spin our wheels in Sacramento for whatever reason, for a variety of reasons. And we could fill up a whole show on the psychology of that. And, my column today, I sort of compare Sacramento with Indianapolis, which is the host of the Super Bowl that was last Sunday. And there are a lot of excuses or justifications for why you know, Sacramento isn't like Indianapolis. And, you know, some people took it literally that I'm suggesting that Sacramento should try to host a Super Bowl. That's not the point, folks. The point is that in the early 70s, Indianapolis was a backwater town, capital town, nothing going for it. And people in the city, just people of influence from business to philanthropy to politicians, had a concerted effort to try to create economic diversity and to carve out a niche for itself. And so the path that they chose was to invest in sports facilities. They became the host of amateur athletics, and so they were able to leverage that into people saying, hey, you know, Indianapolis is a pretty cool place. And it became a place of hospitality. And so hosting the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, for crying out loud.
Right, yeah, that was a surprise.
It's not Miami or New Orleans or L.A. Indianapolis, smaller than Sacramento, a smaller media market than Sacramento. And it didn't happen by accident. It was a 40-year effort. And in the same time frame that we've been talking about the downtown rail yards and nothing has happened, they made something happen in their community. And so I'm hearing from folks saying, well, you know, it's the biggest city in Indiana, and, you know, and they have all this business. Well, yes, but it was nothing, and they turned themselves into something. Mm-hmm. And so it seems to me that, you know, 15-member charter commission where people put all their cronies on there and you spend a whole bunch of money and waste a whole bunch of time is antithetical to the idea of actually doing something.
And it sounds eerily reminiscent of the whole redistricting thing.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing where, and then you create this commission and then the electeds don't like it and they trash it publicly and then do what they want to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a good, we're not in a good space right now.
Yes, we're speaking with Marcus Breton, who from the Sacramento Bee, and I have to say, you seem particularly not in a good space today.
No,
are you just
I
really
am.
Disturbed by
well,
this?
Well, no, I mean,
it was a deflating night last night.
But here's the thing. I love Sacramento. I lived in Sacramento for 20 years. I think that we can get past this, and I think that there are a lot of people in town who love their city, and who want to continue to try to better the city. I do think that we're seeing the first signs of us coming out of this horrible economy that we've been in. I think that we have a lot of things going for us. We have a beautiful city. We already have a lot of great things going for us. We just have to fix our politics, really. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that 2012 will be a year where people are focusing on these things. I think some of these folks who may have won a temporary victory last night may end up paying a price for it later on, and that would be a good thing.
March 1st is a big date.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deadline for Sacramento to come up with some kind of a funding plan for an arena. Independent of the Maloofs.
Right.
How's that going?
Well, I mean, it's going to come right down to the wire, David. You know, there's a whole lot of moving parts. And so I think what Mayor Kevin Johnson's trying to do is to try to get the council to commit to going down this process of putting the city's parking assets out to a competitive bid and a private entity is basically competing, hopefully driving the price up in the process. At the same time, I think what they're trying to do is to, which is the big piece of this, is to get with NBA Commissioner David Stern and to get some commitment from him on a memorandum of understanding that the mayor says, okay, Mr. Commissioner, here's what we're putting in, the city of Sacramento. Here's what AEG is going to put in to run this. This is what we think the NBA should put in. What do you think? Mm-hmm. We don't know the answer to that question. Mm. It's kind of a big question.
Yeah.
It's a tough question not to have an answer for because you have a city and private entities who are poised to commit millions of dollars to this endeavor, not knowing the position of the NBA, and as a subset of that, the whole you know, viability of the current King's ownership is attached to that issue. So it's coming down to the wire. It's coming down to the wire, and we're gonna find out or get some clarity, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks.
Is March 1st an absolute drop dead deadline for this? If the city of Sacramento does not have a plan by March 1st, is it done? Or because everything seems to constantly go off into the future, and we hear these deadlines, and then
I think it's a deadline until it isn't. You know, it was a deadline last year, and then they said, you know what, the NBA said we want to send a delegation out to Sacramento to check this out further. So let's ease it back a little bit. We do know that at Arco, the former Arco Arena, they're already crafting plans to sell season tickets for next season, and they're going to begin a campaign next month on that, and they're already reaching out to the corporate partners, which seems to, and I think that's disconnected with what's going on, but it seems to point toward the team being here. So I do think that there is some wiggle room there.
And does that sort of show the Maloof's hand in that sense?
Well, I don't know that it's the Maloof's. I don't think that that's all the Maloof's deal. I mean, since last year, the commissioner sent his own marketing strike force out here to Sacramento to pump things up. And I think that the commissioner and the NBA have had a lot to say with what's going on here. I do think that the NBA wants to see Sacramento put a deal together.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, determine whether it's a deal that's works for them.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll be something that works for Sacramento as well. Marcus Bertone, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.